Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Could mean a tax cut.
How much?
Going to mean a tax cut.
The core principles of this, we have agreement on, and we will work forward on the details.
You're going into very micro details on some of these. Very important. We agree.
Again, I think as we've said, we're working on lots of details. Again, those will be the details we will be working with Congress on.
So why have the show? Yesterday was Dog and Pony Show in a bunch of different ways. As the legend Chuck Todd joins us live from his secret lair in Washington prior to MTP Daily and Meet the Press on Sunday. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Mr. Cochran.
Really was the dog and pony show yesterday in a lot of levels. How was the field trip for the Senate to the White House? Did they enjoy themselves?
I think they're trying to figure out why they had to basically get on a bus for a 25-minute briefing. A little bit. But most of them dutifully didn't complain about it. But a handful did. But it was interesting. Bob Corker, Republican chairman of Senate Foreign Relations, tweeted something like, "Don't know why we needed that." But look, you know, yesterday was emblematic of sort of the Trump presidency in the first 100 days, which was a ton of sound, a ton of fury, and little action,
yep,
right?
Totally agree.
Getting out of NAFTA? No, we're not. Oh, look, breaks around health care. Okay. Don't know if they still have the vote. Look at our tax plan on one page. You know, it's basically was his stump speech extrapolated out throughout the day. I think it was clever politics. I think it's good for his base. His base is seeing all these stories from us in the mainstream media going, hey, a lot of sound, a lot of fury, no action. But yesterday looked like a lot of stuff was going on.
You have to
think if you're the Trump White House, that was a message to their base.
Politics 101 is you have to have a strong foundation, a strong base to keep control of the Congress. But when you have a president that has trouble working with the Congress that is of his party, why does he keep playing to the audience in the room other than for the applause? They're not going anywhere. There's nobody in that 35% going, oh, please give me a Democrat.
I just don't know, because there's nothing he has done is a way to expand his support base. Yes, he's got his people locked in, but, you know, you cannot pass legislation with 40% job approval. Look, to me, the most dispiriting thing, if you're a Trump supporter, should have been the following fact. The President of the United States made a demand to include a tiny down payment for his border wall. And House Republicans said, can't do it.
Right.
And it's not even his 100th day.
Right.
That's how much power he doesn't have.
Yeah.
That is humiliating. Now, we haven't really focused on it because there's so much other stuff in front of the wall. But that fact alone shows you how politically weak he already is in this town.
Chuck, with the tax reforms, I think many of the major premises, what we do know, we can agree with 33% down to 15, consolidating the tax categories down to 3. But why no specifics for? You know that's going to be the first question out there. How does this affect me?
Well, the problem is because they got to figure out how to pay for this thing. This was sort of beyond a Christmas wish list. This is like if I had a genie and I had 3 wishes in a bottle type of wish list, right?
Right. It's tax totally plan, the musical.
Tax plan. Right. Totally unrealistic tax plan. But to even remotely make it viable, you can't put specific time because you don't know how you need to move the numbers. So they're saying, hey, we're not going to, you're still going to have the mortgage deduction. You're still going to have charitable deduction. But you know what they didn't tell us? What's the percentage of that deduction? Is there going to be a cap on how much you can deduct? Because I can tell you this, the only way they can make some of these numbers work, there will be. Or how about the fact that they didn't tell us, okay, here's what doesn't make sense. You're no longer going to be able to deduct medical expenses. Oh, by the way, at the same time, we're going to repeal Obamacare and try to make tax credits as the way people pay for it. The two plans don't even work together.
Well,
so
it goes back to what you said. It's like, you don't like what you're looking at here? Look, something shiny over there. Now look over there.
And yesterday was that on steroids. I mean, think about it. Every hour there was a new part of his campaign stump speech that they had an event for.
Speaking of the campaign stump speeches, this Saturday is what normally is, and this is not because, you know, we all like politics around here, or because it's great for material, but the correspondents' dinner normally is not just Hollywood East, not just a good time. You know, President Bush was very funny in that setting. Obama was brilliant in that setting. But Trump said no because he had a scheduling conflict. Well, how did the date open up to get to Pennsylvania? Good for him. Schedulers must have really worked on that.
Oh, look, he didn't want to do it.
Oh, of course he didn't.
He didn't experience the last time he did it. And here's what's sad on this front. He is not good at self-deprecation.
Right.
Right. The key to that as a president, George W. Bush was good at it. I mean, you know, look, when he got criticized for the search for WMDs, you got to give him credit for admitting, yeah, boy, I got that one. You know,
yes.
The point is that he wasn't afraid of the self-deprecation. Barack Obama was good at it. I remember Donald Trump at the Al Smith dinner, one of the last events. It's supposed to be a lighthearted affair where both candidates roast each other. He can't tell jokes about himself.
Right.
He just can't. He doesn't like to make fun of himself because he didn't like to be made fun of. He struggles with it. And so I'll say this. I think they're right to do this. I don't think this would be a good event for him. I don't think it's a good look for him. So you know what? Stay away. They're making the right decision. I'm disappointed that there's a lot of younger colleagues of mine who just think, you know, this is like all the coolest thing Washington does every year.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, I think it got out of hand. It was uncomfortable to sit there and be in black tie during recessions or looking like you're, you know, it was always oddly uncomfortable. I had really toned down. I hadn't gone the last couple of years. I had an excuse. Saturday nights are school nights for me. I work Sunday.
That's a good point.
So I don't, you know, I got to bow out of some of this stuff.
Well, I've been in the room too, and it's a brutally tough room. Because anybody that's ever emceed or hosted a fundraiser of any kind, it's maddening when you get to the important part of the cause or an auction and people don't shut up and they have no idea how loud they are and how distracting they are. And you're up in front of the room trying to do comedy with the president to your right and the first lady or whoever might be there. So it's a tough room. So maybe it's an outdated concept in some way, but I know a lot of money was raised for future journalists and different things.
I'm disappointed for my younger colleagues because when I was younger, it was just the coolest thing. And it's too bad. If someone says, I guess we're not allowed to have nice things anymore. You know, this is the punishment for the cesspool that we've all allowed Washington to become.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen Saturday night in Pennsylvania, but I know there won't be a check written to a charity.
I think it's going to be rip roaring, Steve.
Is it?
I think it's going to be old school, man. I think it's old school Trump.
Well, then I know what I'm going to be focused on.
I think it's fired up. I think it's going to be good stuff.
So we didn't get anything new out of the field trip. NAFTA now is okay. The tax plan is an incomplete one pager. What do we expect for a Thursday?
Look, I will say this, you know, Barry, and this is the problem, right? When you cry wolf so much, nobody knows what to believe, what's real and what's not. They actually did make some progress on healthcare yesterday.
They did.
Yes, they got Heritage to drop its opposition. They got more conservatives on board. I think they probably lost almost as many moderates. It's still not a bill they can get through the Senate. But, you know, there's a lot of House Republicans that simply want, let's pass something and make the Senate eat this hot potato. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying there's actually incremental progress. It's something to watch today.
Last question for me, because the topic remains for me, Russia, 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 which is why Putin hasn't invited me over anytime soon. Limited time before the kids go on their well-deserved break again because they get winded after a week or two. Does anything happen in Russia anytime soon, or about Russia anytime soon?
Next week the House it'll be behind closed doors, but I believe they've got Comey coming in and Rogers coming in. So the House intel with a new Republican in the lead seat there, Mike Conaway from Arkansas. We'll start seeing some stuff next week again.
And the very temporary Attorney General, Ms. Yates, who was fired, seems to have something, or is that just noise?
And she will. I think it's just going to be more definitive answers about Mike Flynn. And I tell you, that's really the big development of the week is the Mike Flynn situation. And the problem for the Trump White House is Paul Manafort, they can distance themselves from. Carter Page seems like just the oddest character in this whole thing.
He really does.
But Mike Flynn got into the West Wing. Mike Flynn brings it always back to the West Wing. And that's, you know, he is their, he's a problem they're saddled with. And it makes it, he is the one person that makes it very hard for them to just totally keep an arm's length away from this Russian investigation.
Yeah, let's go on this, but I'm glad you brought up Mike Flynn because I would have forgotten. Because a question that's bothered me for months now, not that four-star generals aren't human beings subject to the same, you know, temptations and things we all are, but here's a guy who was a decorated four-star general, whether people liked him or not, who patriotically helped defend America for a very long time. And if the stuff we hear about is true, clearly went rogue in like a bad movie of the week fashion here. Has anyone looked into why he went so far off the rails yet?
Nobody knows. You know, the guy that was Stan McChrystal's chief intelligence officer in Afghanistan was so praised. That's why he got promoted to the Defense Intelligence Agency. You know, I've had people wonder, geez, you know, did Afghanistan go badly? And, you know, there's been all sorts of speculation. You know, did he not get a promotion that he was promised? He's a 3-star, never got to the 4th.
Oh, he's 3, okay.
You know, so it's funny that the question you're asking me is questions a lot of people in Washington are asking.
Right.
Because it's a head scratcher for people that knew Mike Flynn, say, before the last 2 years.
Yeah, because something went very badly. Chuck Todd, Sunday is Meet the Press. Don't call him Saturday night. It's a school night. And
right.
We'll see you on MTP Daily. Thank you, my friend.
Don't miss it. I got Mike Pence, brother. The best. So, not chump change. So we'll see you Sunday.
All the best. He's great.